Hi, everybody. This is Joe Hu. This is the Joe Hu Show here on BBS Radio. We're taking your call today. By the way, Joe Hu is a voice natural direct sensitive. What's that? Well, when I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes, past, present, future. It's a very interesting process. Everybody has intuition. You know that. Gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, second guessing, women's intuition. Everybody has it. You know, and the most amazing thing is, you know, we don't listen to it. That's because we're always taught that if you can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. But trust me, it is. I've been doing it my entire life. And I've done radio and television worldwide. And tonight I'm on with you here at BBS Radio. We have call-in numbers for the people of the United States. It is 877-876-5227. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227. And for our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. Again, that's 1-888-810-8322. We also have a direct line, and that phone is area code 530-876-3222. Now remember, when you call in tonight, I have to hear you speak. So the two questions I can ask you, actually I'll ask you three. Your first name, just the month of your birth. I don't know anything about astrology, so if you tell me the Mars is in retrograde, that's fine. I just don't understand what that means, okay? My expertise comes from listening to the voice. So the three things I can ask without too much hassle is your first name, just the month of your birth, and where you're calling from. That's all I need to hear. And then if you have a question, fine, ask your question. And it would be helpful if you say, oh, Joe, what's the future hold for me? Be direct with your questions, because otherwise it would take, I mean, we can spend the time, but it would take quite a while. Okay? Again, the call-in numbers for the people in the USA are 877-876-5227, and our friends in Canada is 888-810-8322, and our direct line is 530-876-3222. And I must apologize for not being on last week, because we had a tremendous thunderstorm here, and I lost not only my power, but I lost my phones, and the entire street, actually, not just me, the whole area, went down. We had some amazing, amazing thunderstorms here in the Midwest, and I know the weather's changing. And by the way, I'm going to tell you some things about things we have to watch out for pretty soon, so people need to keep their eyes open. But, you know, an area not far from me had about 4.25 inches of rain, 4 1/4 inches of rain in less than 90 minutes. Needless to say, there was some flooding. Where I live, which is maybe about 10 miles away, thank goodness, but it didn't seem that far, but I only had like an inch and a half in that short time. So, but the lightning had hit some trees, phone poles. I don't know what happened, but the whole area went out. In fact, the next day, I think there was, here in the Illinois area around Chicago, there was at least 15,000 people still the next day without power. So finally got everything. And I always thought my phone, I always thought that if the power went out, your phone lines would stay lit or stay working well. And cordless phones I know go out because, you know, the transmission. But direct line phones I thought worked. Well, mine didn't. And so I don't know what got struck. And when we come to find out, there was some power station got hit and it did a lot of damage. And it followed up certain phone lines and burned up some switching gear and things like that. But we're on now. So we're back on. And by the way, again, Joe, who is a voice in natural direct. And what that means is when I hear a person's voice, and the best way to describe this is I see things behind my eyes. And I just do. It's kind of like, you know, when you see people on television, you know, you think they're reading a teleprompter, which is like a screen where words go across and they're kind of reading the script, okay? What I see is kind of like the same thing behind my eyes. And I know that sounds strange and bizarre, but it's true. And I've been doing it ever since I was a little boy. And it's just something that I can do. And by the way, it does exist on both sides of my family. My mother has the ability. My mom's mom had the ability. And my father's father, in other words, my grandpa's brother. Now, I do have a brother and sister, and neither one of them possess, you know, the ability as strong as I do. But my brother's an artist. So, I mean, he can look at your face and draw a perfect portrait, you know. So I admire him for that. I admire anybody who can do that kind of work. You know, to look at something, all of a sudden be able to put it on paper. Well, I look at you, and I put you out, and I put everything I see out on for you to go over. So I want you all to be aware of that. Also, I do have a website, and that's www.johu, it's all one word, johu.com. So you can access me here at BBS Radio every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Western Time out there in California. Mountain Time is 6 p.m. Here in Central Time is 7 p.m. And on the East Coast, it's 8 p.m. And wherever it is around the world, I know England's 5.5, is it 5 hours ahead of us? But anyway, if you notice that this year has been a very strange year. The past few years have been a very strange year with, you know, everybody saying global warming, one political party blaming the other, and all this baloney. And the most amazing thing about that is it's keeping us diverted from true things and true things inside ourselves. You have to understand that if we can come together on a mass scale, and I know there's been a mass consciousness, and I understand that, but if people can really, really believe this, we can bring these people together on a regular basis. It's amazing the change that will take effect. You have to understand that, you know, good people do it, but bad people do the same thing on the other side. You know, we can't have one without the other. The entire universe is, and everything in life that I know of is made up of positive and negative forces. And you cannot have one without the other. It's just the way life works. And we're here, we're all spiritual beings trying to understand what it's like to be human. Not easy, you know, but we're trying. You know, and our soul learns too. So it's a remarkable journey that we go on. And it's really kind of cool in a way. And so, you know, be aware of that. And by the way, I noticed that, in, like I said, the weather's been very strange. There's all kinds of disinformation out there. But I think it was in the beginning of the year, actually it was the end of last year, 2006, on my other radio show, I had told people that there's going to be a trigger in the spring, and the trigger was going to be in the Mideast, and that trigger took place. So now there's this tremendous force that's building up, and it's not a positive force, it's a very negative force. And in August of this year, I want everybody to be very diligent and be very aware, because we're in for some interesting times in August. Okay? And always be aware. Don't take anything for granted. You know, use your own gut feel. Use your own intuition. Gosh, how many times you said, you know, gee, I thought so. I knew that. Or someone calls, I was just thinking about you. If that happens once in a while, I could say it's chance, laws of averages. But it happens far too often to far too many people. That is something beyond chance. You know, and I believe that early man had a lot more time to utilize their internal side. And the most amazing thing is, I mean, today, and I've said this many times before, we're being force-fed all this information. All these things are being force-fed. You know, whether it's commercialism, whether you got to have the latest cordless phone or cellular phone or the latest gadget or gosh knows what else. And, you know, and just think of all the input. The volume of the outside world is so loud, you know, and it's very difficult to turn down. You know, the one thing that people should learn to do is, and it'll actually make time to do this, is to turn down the volume of the outside world and turn up the volume of the inside world. Gosh, I mean, early settlers that came to this country, you know, they worried about their day to day. You know, I mean, their food, their travel, living, heating, water, wood, all that stuff. But, you know, and at night, when they were settled in, what did they have to do? They communed, they talked to each other, told stories, whatever. Or on a summer night, maybe they go outside and look at the stars and ponder. You know, we don't do that much anymore. We don't do that much anymore. And remember, too.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, we're on with Joe Hu, and I'm sorry our phone lines are down. Everything seems to be okay now. We're taking your calls tonight at area code 877-876-5227 for our friends in the United States. In Canada, we're 888-810-8322. Again, USA is 877-876-5227. And for our Canadian friends, it's 888-810-8322. And we have a direct line that is 530-876-3222. I understand that we had some phone problems, but we seem to be up and running now. My apologies to all of you. And this is Joe Hu Show here on Great BBS Radio. And the first, I guess we missed the first 8 minutes, and I was just telling you that I'm a voice natural direct. And what that means is when I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes. Past, present, future, it's kind of like reading a teleprompter, reading a script. Sometimes it's words, sometimes it's pictures. And I've been doing this my entire life. I've done radio and television all over the world for umpteen years, you know. And tonight I'm going to be talking to you. So if you have any calls, give us a call. And remember, I need to hear you speak. So, because all the energy that comes to me comes through a voice. So all I would really like to hear would just be your first name only, just the month of your birth, okay, and where you're calling from. That's it. You know, hi, I'm Joe. I'm calling from Chicago, and my birth month is March, April, whatever. Those are the only three things. And I do not know anything about astrology, I mean, other than, you know, the basics. But those three questions I can ask. And years ago when I started radio, you know, having a person hear them speak, we had a little bit of trouble because people tell me too much, or you can't ask people their phone numbers or addresses on the air. So the producer of the show said, why don't you just ask them the month of their birth? And I said, well, isn't that astrologers? No, you have to have the birth day and time and where they were born and all that stuff. So I said, fine. So everybody pretty much knows the month of their birth, and sometimes people kind of hesitate with that. And they obviously know their first name and where they're calling from. So again, our calling numbers are 877-876-5227 for the United States and 888-810-8322 for our friends in Canada. Also, we have a direct line for anyone, and the area code is 530-876-3222. There. Got that out of the way. Now, I was trying to say, in the beginning, I was saying that you have to understand that, you know, we are all spiritual beings, and of course we are. And we learn, too, just like everybody else does. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Can I have your first name, please?
It's Karima, and I'm calling from New York, and my birth month is September.
Okay, your first name is Kalina?
Karima. K-A-R-I-M-E.
Oh, wow, very interesting name. You know, it's funny, you're a very interesting person, because there's two sides to you. And, you know, and what I mean by that is that some people can see you one way, and some people can see you another way. And I think that's more protection than anything else. You're a spiritual person, you've got a great temper, and you're a lot more patient now than you were 8 years ago, that's for sure. So, but believe it or not, your brain power is very strong. So you're a very strong person. And you have to be careful because strong people attract people who say they're strong but actually are not. You know, and right now you're in transition. You're packing and unpacking boxes. Whenever I see that in someone, it always means transition. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, wow, you kind of hit that right on the head. Actually, I've just been kind of going through something. Tomorrow makes 1 month since my fiancé was killed.
Okay.
And I've just been trying to find comfort, and I just, you know, I'm not feeling him anymore, or I haven't felt him since that night, you know.
Yeah, what was his name?
I don't know if I'm... his name was Curtis.
And just the month of his birth?
January.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, when you pass on in a spiritual plane, depending on how you passed, there's a certain transitional time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he's fine. If you don't feel him around you right now, don't fret, because there's a certain time that goes by. All right? Mm-hmm. And if you want to know if he's okay, every evening when you go to bed, you know, when the volume of the outside world is, you know, turned down and your inside volume of your world is turned up, just say, Curtis, if you're okay, would you let me know? Just say it one time out loud. That's it. Okay? Usually within 7 to 21 days, you'll be given a sign. And it won't be just something like a little flicker light bulb. It'll be something very impressive.
Okay.
There's some strangeness surrounding his passing. What happened?
I honestly don't know. He just went to walk a friend to the train station, and I was in the shower, and I heard one gunshot, and I felt something, so I went downstairs, and he was laying there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of sad and interesting at the same time, because when someone, because free will reigns, the greatest gift we have is free will, and when free will reigns, things can happen. You know, you set up the parameters. You know, when you come here, you're given a lesson. That's only between you and the Creator. And you're given all the game pieces you need to do. You set up the game board any way you want. But because free will reigns, certain things happen that obviously you don't think about or you don't consider. And then when you pass on, you go, oh gosh, boy, I sure didn't figure that. But there's some very interesting stuff to the story, a lot more than what they're saying about his passing. You know? Curtis tried to leave a different life behind, okay? And part of that followed him.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
He was just a good
Can you speak
person.
Up, please? Can you speak
he
up?
He was just a good person. He, you know, he...
Oh, I didn't say he was a bad person.
I know, but it's just, I don't know, I just didn't see anything that could have, you know, I always wonder why, because it just really, it's just a great loss.
I know it's a great loss.
He was, like, I don't know, just heaven sent, and I just always wonder, like, why, you know? And it bothered me, because I just, you know, everyone is telling me they've had this, they've had dreams, and I honestly just haven't had anything, and I'm just wondering, you know, what's going on.
Oh, you will. Well, because I think, because of the emotion, you know, and you're not quieting down enough to listen. Remember, for them to come through, they have to rely on our energy to do so.
Right.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
Now explain to me one more time, but speak up a little bit. What happened? You were upstairs and you heard a gunshot?
Yeah, he went to walk a friend to the train station.
Okay.
And, I was in the shower, and I heard it was one gunshot, and I just felt it because we were so connected.
Of course you felt
it. I feel everything that he feels. So I felt it, and I came out the shower, but I looked out my window, and I didn't see anything. But unfortunately, I had my children up here, and they were sleeping. I just had to take the chance, and I went downstairs, and he was there. And he just looked like he was trying to talk or breathe, and nothing ever came out his mouth. And then they finally came after, like, so long. It took everyone so long to get here, and they came to the hospital, and he passed away in the hospital.
Was there an investigation done?
The investigation is still going on, and they have no clue.
They have no clue.
Anything.
Yeah, and if they said it was a drive-by, it wasn't.
I'm sorry?
If they tried to tell you it was a drive-by shooting, it wasn't. He was actually the target.
Yeah.
He was the target.
Yeah. And I just can't understand why.
You know.
It's just,
do you have access to the Internet?
He didn't have any secrets from me, so it's like...
Oh, yes, he did. He did have a secret from you. Yes, he did. Do you have access to the Internet?
Yes.
Okay, my website is johu.com. It's www.johu, J-O-E-W-H-O, it's all one word, johu.com. And on there it says you can send me an email. You know, email me with your phone number, and I would like to talk with you.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
There's some things you need to know.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's terrible things that happen. But when someone thinks, you know, well, I know everything about her, and I know everything about her, you know what? That's not necessarily always true. Because if you knew everything about someone, you'd have to probably, you know, in this life anyway, you have to spend 24/7 with each other, and that's kind of hard. But, you know, in her situation, there was something in the past he was trying to leave behind, but it followed him, and it did follow him, and it's unfortunate, it's sad. And if they do their job, they will catch who did this, and maybe I can help you with that. Anyway, calls tonight are 877-876-5227 for the people in the United States. For our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. And if you're calling our direct line, it's 530-876-3222. And by the way, all these numbers, you have to dial at least the one first. And what I want to hear is just your first name, the month of your birth, and where you're calling from. Okay? Now, for Karima, it was a horrible, horrible tragedy that happened. And the sad part about it is just how quickly and how fragile life is. But that's still a short time compared to the universal spirituality that we have. The timelines are so tremendously different. You know, the life on this plane right now is, you know, and in the picture, in the whole scheme of things, is basically a few seconds. And because our souls continue for such a long, long time. Hi, Colin. You're on with Joe.
Hello.
Hi. Do I have your first name?
Yes. It's Ina.
Ina?
Yes.
And the month of your birth?
July.
And you're calling from where?
Maryland.
Okay. Are you outside of Baltimore?
No, close to Rockville.
Oh, okay. Well, you're definitely an older soul, which means you're emotionally motivated. You know, you've got a great temper, by the way. You know, you get angry, you can blow up and let it go. But on one side of that coin, the other side of that coin, if you really want to, you know, hold on to something, you can do that. And unfortunately, you got to be careful because you hold on to things more than you should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you're not careful, you become what I call an emotional bag lady, walking around 50 pounds of emotional garbage that doesn't belong to you.
Okay.
And it can be very tiring to do that. Okay, do you have a question for me?
Yes. One is I lost the receptor, which is very, you know, close to me. It protects me, so I was wondering maybe you can guide me.
Okay, what did you lose? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
What did you lose?
It's a receptor.
Okay.
Which protects me, and I was wondering maybe you can help me. And
When did you lose it?
It was about a month ago.
And now, where do you usually have your receptor?
I wear it around the neck.
Right. So you think the chain possibly broke?
No, I just lost it. I can't find it.
You took it off, okay?
I took it off, yeah.
Yes, you took it off, and it's funny. You put it in your hand, and you were in the house when you did this, you know.
So this is somewhere in the house?
Yes, in the house. So listen to me. Anyway, the phone rang, and you grabbed the phone, and you're talking the phone, and you're walking around, and you set it in something. You reached up and set it in something, like a little cup or a little bowl or something. You set it in something.
Okay.
Okay? So look for it. In fact, if you close your eyes, like this evening, you know, lower down the sounds, and, you know, turn off the TV and all that, and, you know, close your eyes and just allow yourself to relax and let it come to you, because you're a receptor, you should feel it. But you set it in something, and it was above shoulder level, so you set it up in something, and you were walking, you were on the phone.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
I'll try to look. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, you can.
Well, last time you told me I need to burn some letters.
Yes.
People that I'm mad at. I was wondering if you can guide me even further.
Yeah, but I told you to burn them, right?
Yes.
Did you?
I haven't done it yet, no.
Okay. What you should do is take all this negativity, these things that are negative, and don't burn them in your house, obviously, you know, or around your house. I would go out either into, a force reserve or somewhere, and, you know, symbolically, you know, some of these times they have these little grills or something, even if you put it on the floor, you know, in the grass or something, and you light them, and as you light them, you also tell yourself, and you metaphysically visualize, you know, as all that smoke goes and all the burning takes place, all that negativity leaves, and it leaves the letter, and it leaves you, and it leaves your surrounding. Okay.
Is there anyone specific that I should write it out to?
That doesn't matter. You just say from me back to thee.
Oh, I see.
Yes, because you know, there's several people involved here, and if you're not sure, it doesn't matter. So all you write is you visualize from me back to thee. So it doesn't matter. It'll go to the proper person.
Okay. Is there anything else I should do to set my life back on track?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you need to do daily. You should do some white light cleansing. You know how to do that, don't you?
No.
Okay. A couple of ways you can do this. Either before you go to, probably before you retire for the evening, all right, you lay down, and then you close your eyes, and you visualize. You know what a fluorescent light looks like, a tube?
Okay.
Okay. You picture like that white light is going to start at your feet and is going to fillet you, going up through the middle of your legs, your thighs, up through your midsection, up through your chest, and then up through your arms and out through your head. Now, some people say do it the other way. No, it's this way. And as it goes through, as it's passing, it's faster and faster, and it takes with it all the negativity. I don't know if you remember this, but years ago, you used to have these real, real fine combs. If somebody had like headlights, they did a super fine comb, like when you comb your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, that's what this is, like a very fine comb. As it combs through your body, as this spiritual light combs through your body, it combs out all the negativity, and it pushes it out through your system.
Okay, I see. So just visualize that every night?
Every night visualize it. Now, here's another thing you can do, too. I don't know if you shower in the morning or the evening. Whenever you shower, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But when you shower, you know, you lather yourself up with the soap, and you go to rinse off the soap under the shower. But you visualize, as you wash off the soap, you wash off the negativity of the day. And it's not imagining it. It's not thinking. It has to be visualized. Because, you know, the soap loosens the loose skin. You know, the soap loosens the dead skin on your body and all that, and all the grime and, you know, grubbies from the day goes down the drain. Well, so then you also visualize the negativity going down with it. It's also washing off the negativity.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And it's a visualization. It's more than imagination. It's more than just thinking of it. It's an actual visualization. Same with the white light cleansing. It's an actual visualization. Now, the first few times, it might be a little difficult to do, but once you get the routine, it only takes maybe 10 seconds on the white light cleansing, and the shower, as long as it takes to rinse off the soap.
Okay, so just visualize white light going through the tube?
Yes, going through you.
Going through me, okay.
Yeah. It's like it's starting at your feet, and it's x-raying your whole body, and it's going up through to the top and out your head. And as it goes up, it starts to pick up speed.
Okay, I see. And from feet going up to your head?
Yes, and then out through the head.
Out through the head.
Right.
Okay.
Now, some people say do it the other way and out through your feet. I've never felt comfortable with that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Well, thank you. And hey, listen, the letters, you've got to do it.
Okay.
All right?
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. And some people do feel that way about white light cleansing. They say sometimes it goes from the head to the feet, and you know, all the experiences I've done and all the people I've talked to and the seminars I've held, it appears to be more effective the other way around. Now, if you're standing up, you know, on your shoes or on your bare feet on the ground, well, some people say they can ground it into the earth, and I'm not sure that works either. It seems that the way that I've been doing it and been teaching people for years seems to work the best. And visualization is a very important thing. How many times have you ever heard, be careful, you might get what you ask for? Well, you know what? That's right, because, you know, thoughts are things. If you're worried about something going wrong, chances are you're going to bring the energy to you to make it go wrong. God, I'm worried about this. I'm worried I'm not going to pass the test. I'm worried I'm not going to pass the test. Oh, my God, I'm not going to pass the test. I'm so worried. What are you saying? Okay, I'm not going to pass the test. Instead, you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to pass this test. I can do this. You know? What you think, say, and do affects your reality. If you think negative, you're going to bring negative. If you think positive, you're going to bring positive. You know? So be aware of that. And people sometimes, out of fear, ask for negative things they're not even aware of. That's not fun. You know, it's a hard habit to break. Worry, worry. Okay? There are people who worry. You know? And, of course, we all worry sometimes. I mean, this is part of, you know, human existence here. There's all kinds of emotions we're going to feel. But if there's something really bothering you, then, you know, and you continually think about it, you're feeding it energy, that's not going to work. There's other ways around that. It's like keep stoking the fire, you know? Keep stoking the fire. No, you don't want to do that. You want to eliminate the fire or not give it power. Do not give it energy. Do not give it that type of strength. You see? So be aware of that. Don't ever forget that. And sometimes it's going to be hard. Of course it's going to be hard. We're like I said, we're human. You know, we're spiritual beings trying to understand what the heck it's like to be human. It ain't that easy. You know, and so it's going to take a strong spiritual side. And by the way, always remember, you know, to be a well-rounded human being and spiritual person, you have to have one foot in spirituality and one foot on the ground. You know, and this has nothing to do about your religion. This has to do about what's inside you, your faith. Geez, how many people you know with a hell of a lot of religion and no faith? It's by your faith, you know, your spiritual side. So, you know, we've got one foot on this planet, one foot in spirituality. And that's probably the easiest way, or the most, how can I say this, the best way to get through things. Because if you're totally in one, then you're neglecting why you were here. And if you're totally in the other, then you can lose touch with your spiritual side. So it's like one foot here and one foot there. You know, I mean, it's like walking in the middle. It's very safe. You know, you don't have to make any decisions. So that's not good either. You understand? So please be aware of that. By the way, my website is www.joewho.com. And our call-in numbers tonight for the people of the United States are 877, toll-free, by the way, 877-876-5227. And for our friends in Canada, it is 888-810-8322. And anyone like to call in from anywhere in the world who happens to be listening, our direct line is area code 530-876-3222. And Joe, who is on BBS Radio every Tuesday evening, last week I was not on because of a tremendous thunderstorm that locked all my power and that stuff. We got warnings out tonight, but the sun is out, so I don't know. You ever notice the weather's not accurate anymore? You know, when I was a kid, the weatherman always used to tell you what was going on. It was usually pretty accurate. Well, today it's not. I couldn't figure out why. And there's so many computer models. It depends on which ones they go by. But remember, we're living in interesting times right now. And way back at just before the beginning of 2007, on my other radio shows, I told people that there'd be a trigger in the springtime. The trigger was going to be in the Middle East, and things were going to get really tough. Now, August is a very, very important month. Please, people, be very aware of August. I just see a lot of heavy clouds, and whenever I see that, I'm very concerned. So, you know, be diligent, be aware, don't be fearful, because, you know, if you're afraid, you know, fear feeds on fear. I mean, you know, evil feeds on fear. It's like giving it, you know, it's like giving it vitamins. You're feeding it like an Italian grandma, you know? No. But just be aware. And be very, very open to your spiritual side and allow to come into you the events that will take place, and you'll see them, you'll feel them. So just be aware. And we'll get through this, but it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. Hi, you're on with Joe. Hello?
Yes. Yes, I would like a reading.
May I have your first name, please?
Jean.
What is it?
Jean.
Jean, and just the month of your birth?
March.
And where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Oh, gosh, are you hot down there?
Yes.
My sister moves south of Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
So she must be really hot. But you know what, Jean? You're a very old soul. A very old soul. Which means in life you've always been intuitive. You've always been a very emotional person. You know, old souls usually do better in the evening hours, by the way. You know, and old souls are very in tune with people. But I think that in an early age, you had a lot of hills you had to climb over. You know, you didn't have an easy childhood. And you, as a result of that, you've gotten to be a very strong person. But you're still a very caring person. If you have a good friend, you know, you're very protective of your friendships. Now, you're not originally from Arizona, are you?
No.
Where are you from originally?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah, whereabouts?
Belmont and Harlem.
Are you serious? My mom still lives at Harlem and Irving.
Oh.
You know where that is, don't you?
Yes.
By the plaza.
Uh-huh.
My mom still lives out there. How long have you been out in Arizona?
35 years.
Oh, gosh, you wouldn't recognize it back there anymore. If you come back to Chicago, you won't recognize it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
I have a question.
Sure.
My daughter is being threatened right now, and I'm wondering if for the next year she will survive and be safe.
All right, let me have your daughter's name.
Kim.
And just the month of her birth?
November.
And how old is Kimmy now?
42.
Okay. The threat. There's several threats. Which one are you getting at?
Against her life.
Okay. She is a very strong person. She's a younger soul. She's very analytical. All right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the threat against her life, it's kind of interesting that you say this. Why do you think that this is happening to her?
Because she has become a whistleblower, and she has rattled some cages.
Oh, of course she has. But that's not nothing new for her. She's always been a very convicted person, your daughter.
Uh-huh.
It's the sad part about it is the whistleblowers are people in power. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And in position. So what your daughter needs to do to protect herself is, obviously, anything she knows, she should write down and have someone, you know, keep it in case something happens to her. But I don't really foresee her getting really hurt. Okay?
Okay.
Because a lot of people are aware, you know, she's told quite a few people, that she feels threatened. Her life feels threatened.
Yes, she has.
Now, where's she living?
In Arizona.
You know, and so she told a lot of people that. And half of them, by the way, half of them don't believe her. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I see the strength of this, but I don't see anyone, you know, hurting her, taking her life. I don't see that.
Okay.
But you also remember, if she's that fearful of it, she's giving it energy.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's strong enough to get over it. Strong enough to get through it.
Uh-huh.
You know, the thing that's interesting to me is, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years ago, how long has she been out in Arizona? Long time?
She was born here.
But left, didn't she leave and come back?
No.
No, she didn't leave? She didn't leave Arizona and come back?
No.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'll take that back. Yes, she did when she was 11 years old and
yeah.
Came back when she was 21.
Yeah, I thought she was going to come back. Okay. The interesting thing is, has she told you she's thinking of moving from Arizona?
No.
Okay, that's in her mind. All right. But that would only be if she really, really, really was afraid. And she's not that afraid. She's more angry than fearful.
Uh-huh.
You understand that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So she'll get through it, but like I said, she's told a lot of people, and she's made certain people aware of it who do have, how can I say this, who do have the ability to, if that should ever happen, to find out who did it, but I don't see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's comforting.
Yes. You know, obviously she's not going to tell her not to be foolish, not to be careless. You know, and the one area your daughter could be, you know, one thing your daughter has to be careful of, she can be fooled by affairs of the heart.
Yes, this has happened already.
Right. That's the one thing that could be a weakness for her. But, you know, your daughter has a very strong masculine side to her.
Yes.
You know, the worst thing you can tell your daughter is you can't do that. She'll look at you and go, want to bet?
Uh-huh.
Just to prove them wrong.
Yes. True.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Now, how far does she live from you?
200 miles.
Okay. So what part of Arizona is she in?
She's near Sholo.
Is that north of you?
No, it's straight east.
Straight east. Okay, I'm not too familiar with much of Arizona. Okay. But the most amazing thing is that, you know, she's a whistleblower. That's true. But I don't see anyone actually coming after her on a physical level that way.
Okay.
All right. They'll try to discredit her more than anything else.
Uh-huh.
You know, in other words, they'll try to assassinate her character.
Yes.
That's what concerns me more. And
okay.
She's strong enough to get over that, by the way. She's strong enough to fight that.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't that amazing, some of the things that go on in life? And, you know, I don't know how much she wanted me to stay on the air, because I don't know if, you know, she wanted me to, but, you know, who would you be a whistleblower at that could go for you or would want to hurt you? Oh, it could be a drug lord? Yes. It could be politics? Yes. It could be corporations? Yes. It could be almost any walk or any career. You know, everybody wants to be king. Remember that. You know, I mean, this is supposed to be a free country. Did you? Anybody out there get the feeling we're losing those freedoms a little bit every day? They pass these laws. You know, it's something called gradualism. You know, people should look into gradualism. You know, I mean, if you do something right away, people are going to you're going to fight it. But if they try to do it slowly and gradually, you come to accept it. That's called gradualism. Well, you know, don't fall victim to that in any shape. You know, even whether it's your own spirituality or the world you live in or the town you live in or the country you live in. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, may I have your first name?
Yeah, it's Carl.
And just the month of your birth, Carl?
September.
And you're calling from where?
New York.
Oh, okay. What part of New York? New York City?
Yeah, New York City.
I just talked to a guy out there. He's got a one-bedroom apartment. He told me he was paying $3,800 a month. I almost fell on the floor.
Yeah, that's about right, man.
Is that a trip or what? Plus, I just heard on the news they want to charge you to drive into Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you serious? Don't you pay taxes for the roads anyway?
It's all about money.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nothing
else. Oh, man. Anyway, Carl, I'm sorry. What's the month of your birth again?
September.
Okay. Carl, you would have been a good lawyer, Carl. You know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you would have been. You're a younger soul. You know, if you got one or two good friends, you're fine. Your quiet time is very important to you.
My what?
Your quiet time.
Oh.
You have to have some time at least twice a week, two or three times a week to be with yourself, by yourself, for yourself, without any other influence. You have to have that.
Okay.
Okay, what do you need to know, Carl?
Oh, I have a business.
Okay.
And just took it over not too long ago.
All right.
And I just want to know how it's going or when it's going
to... What did you say? You took it over?
Yeah.
You mean you bought it or took it over?
I bought it.
Okay. What kind of business?
I'm a chiropractor.
Oh, okay. They do very well in the Midwest, you know. No, I'm serious. In Illinois, there's a lot of chiropractors out here.
Oh, really?
You know what? If you took over the practice, you have to modernize it a bit. You know that, don't you?
Okay.
Okay? And the reason why I say modernize it, there's, you know, the chiropractors today, they're getting into a whole bunch of different things, holistic health. There's some new equipment that they're utilizing. And I think you do well, but be very progressive. It can be a little slow at first, but you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Now remember, who's doing this with you?
I'm doing it myself for the most part.
Well, but there's somebody else around you in this. Who is that?
It's funny because I split the place with another doctor, but he's not a chiropractor.
No, but there's somebody in there with you, right?
Yeah, and then there's also somebody in there that don't get along with too well.
Yeah, I know. The reason why I asked you that, I said there's someone else there with you. Okay, and you said no, but I'm saying that's not true because I see someone else.
Yeah, somebody else, you know, I just want to divulge everything, but they basically leave from me.
Okay, and you don't like them?
Let's just say it.
Okay, doesn't matter. When is it time to renew their lease?
A year and a half.
Well, then, you know, why did you lease to them in the first place?
I didn't. It just was there when I took it over.
Okay, fine. So you have to honor the lease, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You know what you do? You avoid the person, and then when that, don't renew the lease.
Yeah, well, that's definitely...
Because they don't particularly care for you either.
What's that?
They don't particularly like you either.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I get along with anybody, and this person just forget it. It's just,
well, you know why, though? It has to do with egos.
Egos?
Not yours, his ego.
Gotcha.
Come on, you don't know that? You can't see that?
No, I can see it.
Well, you're not the only one who can see it.
What's that?
You're not the only one who can see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's annoying.
No, well, I know it's annoying, but don't let it get to you. I mean, you have to protect yourself. You know, people emanate, people can you know, we come in contact with other people's energies all day long. I mean, you're a chiropractor. You touch people, right?
Yeah, no, I do. I do all the time. I mean, every day.
That's right. And you touch people every day. And you're a guy who definitely, every evening when you shower, you should do that visualization. Did you hear me talk to the other lady earlier?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Listen, all right. First of all, you touch people. And you'll have people in your office that are in positive cycles, or they're in negative cycles, or even possibly even evil. You know, as rare as that may seem, that's still, you know, 3% of the population of the world, I believe, are evil. That's still over 200, I forget how many million people that is. You know? But the thing is, at the end of the day, when you go home and you shower, after you know, when you lather yourself up with soap, you visualize rinsing off the soap and all the negativity of the day. Because it'll pass. It'll pass through touch more than anything else. It's the easiest way to pass it.
I want to tell you, it's a woman that subleases from me. Does that make a difference?
I beg your pardon?
Is that what you were sensing? It's a woman that subleases from me?
Yeah, the person with their ego.
Yeah. Yeah, and theirs is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. But the reason why I said he, because it's just, you know, how can I say this? Yeah, it's a woman, but I'll tell you something. She's a woman in name only.
Yeah.
She's more like a man than she is a woman.
It's frustrating, because, like, I went in there, I took it over, and, you know, I know it's going to be a struggle. It's not easy, and it's just...
But even though she has a lease, you can set up...
We don't get along.
Pardon me?
So we just don't get along.
But here's the thing. You have to honor her lease, but if it's doing things that you don't like...
Well, I'm taking advantage of me. Taking advantage of the situation.
Well, you can stop that.
How can I do that?
Just put a stop to it. I mean, all you have to do is honor the lease. If she's doing things up at, you know, above and beyond the lease, you can put a halt to that.
Yeah.
But be careful. Like I said, this woman used to be a man in life before this one, and she brings a lot of that masculinity with her in this life. Don't you see that?
Oh, trust me, dude. I said already, if she was a man, I would have belted her last time.
But she's more of a man than she's a woman. That's what I'm trying to get across.
She's like a man. It's annoying.
You know what? She's a very
strong
woman.
I mean, it's like the office. My office needs to look a certain way.
Yeah, I know that.
And I'm not. Neither am I your father, you know, boyfriend, brother, whatever. And why am you know? That's why I said I was getting to the point where I said, you know, I'm losing my patience with you.
I know. You know what else is weird about her? She's physically very strong. Did you know that?
What's that?
She's physically very strong.
Oh, I know. I intimidate her.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Yeah, but I mean, she has physical strength.
Oh.
Don't let her size bother you. She's a strong woman physically.
Yeah.
And she's also emotionally strong. And, you know, you have to understand, she looks at all men that way. She looks at all men with a very heavy ambivalence. She's got a love-hate thing about men, period.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying she's gay or lesbian. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I've sensed that. Oh, definitely.
Okay. But she has this heavy ambivalence. So, you know, don't let her take advantage of you, because if you let her get away with it, she'll keep going.
See, that's exactly how I felt. I said, you know, I had enough of this crap. It's
that's
my,
exactly
you know,
right.
I'm nice to everybody, but I'm like, I'm tired of this.
Now, where are you from originally?
Pennsylvania.
How long have you been in New York?
7 years.
Okay, do you like it?
No.
Okay, why'd you move there?
We moved originally from the South.
Okay, but why'd you move to New York, though?
Because of the city, close to my family.
Okay. You know you're going to move again.
I kind of figured that.
I know you are. I know you are. But getting back to this woman, okay?
Where am I going to move?
Huh?
When are I going to move and where?
Well, you're not going to move right now. Probably within 5 years you're going to move.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to go west.
What's that?
You're going to go west of New York.
West.
Yep. Listen, anyway, dealing with her, you know, put your foot down. You know, do what you want. It's your office, right? She's just leasing, right?
Exactly.
She has no say of what you do in there.
Exactly.
But you do have what you will allow, you know, hey, I'm honoring the lease. If you want to keep this lease, there's certain things that he made you do, I'm not going to make you do. You're honoring the lease, not how I do things. But understand, she'll give you a fight, and I'm kind of concerned because she can create scenarios that don't exist.
She could.
Absolutely. Haven't you seen that yet?
Oh yeah.
Come on.
There's words for her.
What?
I said there's words for a person like this.
Yeah, but I can't say them on the air.
No. Yeah. And you know what? I've never had this before. So I always get along with everybody and give, and I'm like, no, this one's a take it.
No. Yeah, that's right. You know, energy vampires, energy zappers. You know, but. Not on her defense, but, you know, she came into this world not quite like that. But trust me, the ambivalence she has toward men is something that's been with her a long time.
She's got pissed off, right, because patients want me to treat them instead of her, and she's got, like, put up a barrier there, and I'm like, it's not my deal.
That's right.
You be better at what you do, you know. Don't blame me for what, you know, you don't have.
That's right. That's exactly right. But, no, by God, she'll never admit anything to herself.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And if she cries, poor me. And, I don't know, you know?
Yes.
Sound familiar, doesn't it?
God, you know, and it's like so annoying because it's like you just to take her and everybody sees it around you.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. When you leave her presence, how do you feel? Don't you feel kind of like fatigued?
Fatigued?
Yeah.
I feel like I need a shower because it's nasty.
Well, I know it's nasty, but don't you feel like, you know, you're not quite as strong as when you walked in there?
Yeah, I'm angry, actually.
Yeah, I know you're angry. But, you know, the anger is that's the emotion. I'm trying to get you to try, next time you come in contact in any way, shape, or form, when you walk away, well, try not to be angry. Try to, you know, take stock of how you feel, you know, physically.
Okay.
God, I feel a little tired. I'm like, I'm having a hard time focusing again, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder, because if you're fatigued, that's a very definite sign of what I'm trying to tell you to look for. She's actually zapping energy.
Well, I mean, I was going in there and just... You know, I'm like, well, I'm just going to be like a bear, pee on my territory. This is my territory.
That's exactly right.
You know?
That's exactly right. It's your territory. It's yours.
I mean, you know, I mean, the choice. I made the choice to take it over. You had the choice. You chose not to. I did. So.
Now, how many? There's just you're the only, you and the other person are two chiropractors, right?
Yes.
You have room for more in there?
What's that?
Do you have room to take on more?
Well, yeah. Actually, there's a friend of mine who's more of a holistic person.
All right.
Very cool. And,
you know what they do in Chicago? I've got a lot of chiropractors as clients, by the way. And the guy has the building. You know, he's got like, I don't know, six or seven examining rooms and six or seven different chiropractors. And they, you know, they work in the place, but he gets a percentage of what they bring in.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought of doing that with, like, a massage therapist. I really did.
Well, I know chiropractors who do that. I know a lot of different, even sometimes medical practices do it, too.
So I really should look into doing that.
Absolutely.
And
right now, all this woman is doing is leasing space, right? You're leasing her whatever she's paying a month.
What's that?
She's only leasing space.
Oh, exactly.
Okay. You don't use a common secretary between the both of you?
We do, and the funny thing is, I could shut her down to a smaller space if I insist on it.
You know what? She's got a year and a half to go on the lease.
Yeah.
And you have to honor the lease, right?
For the moment, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Because I know when some people buy a house from someone and they're renting it for a year, and somehow they get out, then the people have to move. And I don't know, the business, I'm sure, are different, and different states have different laws too. But the best thing with her is if she pushes, push back. Say, look, this is how it's going to be. I own the business. You're leasing this, you know, you're leasing. That's it. Whatever agreement you have on the lease is just, this, you know, if the lease agrees, if there's an agreement in the lease about sharing the secretarial duties, I don't know how the lease is written. You've got to be careful how you honor it. You have to honor it. But, you know, don't give her, the more you give her, the more she'll take.
Gotcha.
All right?
Yeah, I got to ask you, how do I increase my business right now? I mean, because it's like, do I advertise? What? Because, I mean, I have no problem getting people well. It's getting more clients. I don't know if I need to really get myself out there.
All right, let me ask you. Your office is in New York?
Yeah.
Where? In New York City or outside?
New York City,
where?
Yeah, Manhattan.
Where?
In Manhattan.
Okay. Well, first, advertising, there's a lot of different ways to advertise. Some people advertise in print. Some advertise in media. Although media might not get you the results you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably the cheapest way you could do it right now is have an introduction, a newspaper ad, get a quarter page ad or something, or an eighth page ad. I don't know what the rates are out there, but that and a great, big circulation of a large paper.
Now, the funny thing is when you set up
another thing you can do is if there's any morning radio show, I'm sorry, any morning TV shows, you know, sometimes you can send them a letter of introduction, you know, that you're, you know, you have this thing and you have a, you know, you have to have something. What's going to bring you clients is going to be doing something different than other chiropractors do.
Gotcha.
And, you know, chiropractors take a holistic approach. They deal in some things that help build up cartilage, have a line of good health foods, not garbage, just decent health foods, get into some of that type of stuff. And a lot of them are doing it. You know, chiropractors can lend themselves to holistic stuff very, very easily.
Well, it's so funny, because I have a friend, when you say that, he's a chiropractor, but he's also very much into that.
Yeah, that's right.
And
he's
wants to work
well,
with
too.
Me out of this location.
What?
He wants to work with me out of my office.
Okay.
And, I get along with him.
Well, that's fine. Well, then that's fine. Bring him in. But you both share the holistic side. Let him teach you what he needs, what you need to know.
Gotcha.
Because you're not that knowledgeable in that area.
No, no.
But it's not hard to learn.
No.
I mean, you're a young guy, aren't you?
Yeah, relatively.
Okay. Huh?
Relatively.
You're probably younger than me. But anyway, so yeah, do it, because that's, you know, it's things like that. I mean, today, you know, look at all the things that are happening today, all the weird stuff. Where, you know, did you know that all the things, look at the tainted food that's coming from China, and there's no labeling that, you know, that the product you're buying is coming from China.
Yeah.
You know, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if you have good products, good holistic products, you know, and be knowledgeable of the things that would help the people of what you practice. You know, I mean, cartilage. Remember they talked about cartilage capsules and stuff like that? I got to tell you a true story. When did you graduate high school? What year?
82.
All right, well, I graduated high school in 1967. Okay? I don't have any gray hair. There's a picture on my website, and my website is just johu.com. It's JOEWHO.com. I do not dye my hair. Trust me, I don't do that. And I don't dye my hair, and I don't wear a wig. Okay, people think because I got a great head of hair. And I've never had joint pain. Never. Ever, ever. My mom and dad are from Italy, okay? My grandma came and fought World War I, and then 5 years later they allowed him to bring his family over. But, you know, Italian people, my mom would make a lot of things called chicken cacciatore. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yeah.
But what that means in English is hunter's chicken. That's what it is. And it would simmer it, and I would always eat the white bone. I'd love the cartilage. I always ate that. Okay, ever since I can remember, I do not have knuckle pain, I do not have ankle pain, joint pain, back pain, shoulder pain, none of that. I still climb trees and fly kites, and I'm 58 years old.
Wow.
You see?
Yeah.
So I'm a believer. Then when I started reading all this stuff about, you know, cartilage, good for that, it cracked me up, because I'm living proof that it's true.
Exactly.
Absolutely true. You know, and another thing I tell people is be careful about fluoride. You know, fluoride leaches the calcium. Fluoride doesn't do anything to teeth. In fact, the whole start of using fluoride had to do with nuclear development, where a whole town was poisoned by fluoride, because that's one of the key elements in that. And if you don't believe me, go in a search engine on any computer and put in the phrase fluoride poisoning. And by the way, Hitler experimented with fluoride during his reign to subdue populations.
Oh,
interesting,
wow.
Huh? Fluoride is a fluorine compound like Prozac and Zoloft, but it doesn't do anything for teeth. The biggest culprit of tooth decay is dry mouth. So it's things like this you need to learn, and you will. So this friend could be very much an asset to you.
So really, I shouldn't like lose hope and give up right now, because
no.
I'm struggling. I'm like,
no. How long have you had the place?
6 months.
Well, that's nothing. They used to say when you go in business, you think you'll lose money for a year to a year and a half. But there's things you can do to alleviate that. You have your buddy start working with him a little bit. Have him teach you some of the stuff. You can learn it, number one. Number two, you take that holistic approach with people, all right? Number three, do the cleansing to get rid of the negativity that's building up in you, because you're going to take it on the people closest to you. You know that, don't you? You'll snap at people close to you. Be careful.
Yeah.
Because you have a hard time venting it, you know? And she intimidates you. And sometimes you want to say something, you don't, because you're intimidated by her. And she knows it.
Excuse me?
You're intimidated by her, and she knows it.
Yeah.
So,
there's moments when I'm barking, and then other moments when I'm keeping it all in.
Yeah, well, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, deal with her on an analytical level. That's how you have to deal with it. Don't let her get you emotionally, because that's where the energy, that's where she'll pull the energy from.
So deal with her on the same level. Gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, check out my website. It's johu.com. And I do another show on that every Wednesday evening.
Okay, I'll give you an update.
Oh, yeah, definitely keep me an update, because there's an argument coming. Actually, there's a confrontation coming.
Yeah, there's a kind of, it's been brewing in my head.
Oh, it's brewing in hers, too.
I even went to an attorney and had the thing looked at.
Yeah, but don't give up the business. And then, too, all this negativity is going to keep anything positive from happening, you know? I mean, if your brain power is worried about this, how can you bring in new clients?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when people come in, they're going to feel you, too. Okay, now sometimes, then real quick, and before I let you go, there are shows on television, you know, like the morning show with so-and-so, you know, and once you don't have this holistic side, and they come in and say, do a story, and call the local paper, do a story on you, things like that. Okay?
Gotcha.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lori, an hour went by so fast. All the people that called in tonight, I thank you so very, very much for calling in. We'll do this again next Tuesday. We had a little bit of a problem in the beginning of the show, but that's all fixed now. And again, my website is www.joewho.com. It's all one word. And you can call my office by dialing area code 815-498-9065. Again, that's 815-498-9065. And I offer either 30-minute or 60-minute sessions. All right, my friends, be well. Remember, most of us are part of the same family. We need to stick together, but we also need to stick up for ourselves. I love you all so very, very much. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad in Berlin, Germany, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.